Ladies and gentlemen, Rex Bear Leak Project. How the heck are you? I've got best-selling authors Jay Campbell and Jeff Daugherty with me. We are going to be discussing the transhuman movement, artificial intelligence, virtual realities, realities within realities, within realities, within realities. And I just have to hit mute here real quick and pause. Great to see that on the other screen. Folks, we live in amazing times. And Jay and Jeff have said before, they think that this could be this, you know, our current form of human could be the last form of real human beings. And I've gone to say, hey, I don't even think we're real human beings. I mean, let's go back and look at some of the ancient stuff. And I think we're more like the Cylons. We're copy number five, at least number five. But the merger is absolutely going on right now. They're doing all sorts of weird DNA editing. They're adding technologies to DNA and the nanotechnologies where they're actually manipulating DNA at a, how do I put this? At a strand level. Like they've got the genome, they've got all the DNA figured out and they can say, okay, well, if we take that and splice that of the DNA, it will create this. So all sorts of bizarre stuff is going on right now. They've got companies that are actually boasting merging man with machine. Also you ladies. Yep, that's right. You too. So where are we going with this? And first of all, I kind of think it's exciting. And I also think that we've been hacked with and tampered with so much. If there was an opportunity for us to merge some type of nanotechnology into our bodies and become superhuman, I think it would be fascinating. But also I would be looking at the side effects. I would be looking at the consequences, and there ain't no way I'm giving up any of my soul for a little extra superhuman opportunities. So what's going on, guys? Thanks for coming on the show. This is awesome. Appreciate both of you.
Go ahead, Jeff.
It's always a pleasure and honor to be here with you, Rex, and especially when Jay's on board too. And I'm a little bit like you, Rex. I have excitement and I have some, you know, some fears, I guess, or concerns about it as well. On the one hand, I see that all of these weapons that are directed against us, many of them are energy based. You know, and I think that that means that they realize that we are energy-based creatures, and we who are in the spiritual movement should be the experts in energy-based type of situation. So they realize that we have the true, they're trying to counterfeit it. So on that end, it really excites me. On the other end, and one of the reasons I started trying to do a show with Jay every week is because Jay is an expert in nutrition and in spiritual fit or physical fitness as well as spiritual fitness. And I'm convinced that one of the ways, Rex, one of the key ways that they're going to try to get into us and bring us down and bring us into the transhumanist movement is through our diet. Number one, just poor diet, poor food, bad stuff to keep us sick, you know, to keep us to the place where we'll be wanting them to give us something to make us feel better. But also through actually injecting substances into our food. And even we talked about this last night, Rex, or early this morning, they now have a pill that you can swallow, and I'm sure they can put it in food, and it can deliver vaccines directly into your intestinal system with needles made out of sugar. It could be mind control through digestion, Rex. Right. Those are my concerns.
I mean, awesome. I agree 100%. You know, I'll share a story I got this morning from somebody that I work with who took his mom in Los Angeles to Kaiser Permanente, the giant hub down on Sunset in downtown. And his mom is not that old. His mom is like 63 years old. And he said, Jay, if I had a video camera with me to show you the pressure that was being exerted by not only the physician, the main nurse, the physician's assistant on pressuring my mother to get the flu shot. I mean, these people were literally telling her that not doing it gave her a 50% chance of death. Like they literally were saying this to her. He's like, he was texting me and Monica early this morning. He's like, I really wish you guys, I could have videotaped this so you guys could have put it on the Leak Project. And you could see the overt pressure that is now being exerted and forced upon patients in just, you know, Garden every day, HMO, PPO, managed care practices across North America. But he said, dude, he literally had to physically remove his mother. He told the doctor, turned around the doctor. He said, get out of my face. My mom is not going to get this vaccine But he was like, I've never seen it. It was the worst he's ever seen. But let me just say this. I want to read this to you guys real quick. And then this is going to set this discussion on the transhumanism. So there's a guy on Twitter who's also in the Decoders of Truth. I don't know who he is. He has his name is Kabamir is the name, but he wrote something. It's very profound about transhumanism. I'm just going to read it really quick. He says, number one, there are only two genders. This is a universal constant. Number two, prime creator, source, God, whatever you want to define it, doesn't have a gender and is not anthropomorphic being. The highest beings in all creation are Mother God and Father God. I know Jeff and I agree with this. Divine masculine plus divine feminine minus energetic archetypes. This is I am in Pleiades called Ea. I know you're very familiar with that term, Rex. Number three, we have all lived as both males and females in the third density. Gender confusion is used deliberately to subvert our higher divine aspects. No one is born the wrong gender. Gender is not fluid or a spectrum. The last message or last point is, the transhumanist movement is a transhuman movement. Transhumanism is anti-human. It is regression, not progression. This isn't about judgment or persecution. All are loved and all are equal. I think that those are some very profound statements about transhumanism.
Really? I agree. Can I ask a question about your first point and Rex and Jay? You know, the Kaiser Permanente and all of the places pushing these vaccines. Now, I understand that they do have a financial interest in these vaccines, but do you think that accounts for the totality of all that pressure, or is there more of an agenda other than a financial one?
Go ahead, Rex.
So there have been multiple reports and information packets presented to me that doctors actually get paid. And I haven't confirmed this, folks. So right now, this is just hearsay on my end, that doctors get paid every time they get a certain set of vaccines injected into their patients.
So I can confirm that is 100% accurate. That's 100% accurate. I can get multiple doctors to tell you guys to come on the show and tell you that's the truth. That is the truth.
So let's think about this for a moment. If they get a kickback, if they get a financial gain,
yes,
for injecting you with vaccines, and they shouldn't be called vaccines, in my opinion, they should be called something else, but injecting you with those shots, they get a financial kickback. They get paid extra to do it. It would be like a salesperson. If anybody has ever been in sales, and if you've ever made commission in sales, whether you're selling an appliance or a big screen TV, then you want to sell the extended warranty on that big screen TV, right? Because then you get paid even more money. And they will push that warranty. They will push. People that, I mean, it's interesting. You go out and have dinner sometimes, and people that aren't very good servers will try and push you more appetizers, even if you don't want them, because they think they're going to get an extra tip that way somehow, which, you know, I'd rather give them an extra tip without getting a freaking appetizer. The other day I went out to dinner. This guy was trying to push me on an appetizer so bad I finally left. It was ridiculous. I said, I don't want a freaking appetizer. It's like, so what my point is, doctors are now getting kickbacks to give you vaccines. No wonder they're trying so damn hard. And if they have a certain quota, if they're certain protocols in play that say X amount of patients you see, you need to give X amount of vaccines. Right. Otherwise your position could be, you know, you could get written up, you could lose your license, whatever. I don't know how that goes either.
But it's, or it could be a tiered compensation system.
Yeah.
It's disgusting that they get kickbacks for pushing these vaccines. And then it's disgusting that they're trying to manipulate people into it, whether they're ignorant or elderly or young or whatever, anybody. And well, that's disgusting. That, and you know what? That's also, it should be a lawsuit. Do you know why? Because they need to warn the patient specifically according to labels, right, and protocol. If you read the labels on these vaccines, they need to warn the patients before they inject them, show them the side effects and the problems that can go wrong with these things. But guess what? The vaccine manufacturers still don't want them to do that.
Right.
But they put it on the label to protect themselves. It's disgusting.
Rex, you've said this so many times on your show, and you are so right about this. If the nurses and the physicians administering these scandalous, ineffective, completely against the real principles of immunology knew about the constituents that were in these things, there is no earthly way that they would even want their patients to be injected by this stuff. I mean, again, it's the suppression from the top down through intimidation, through subsidies. Obviously, we're seeing it, financial subsidies. But it's like you always say, I mean, look at the ingredients in these things. You are talking about stuff that literally alters DNA beyond, you know, the other horrible side effects that it causes. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's mind-blowing. But these people are manipulated. Don't get into a conversation with a doctor who's pro-vax. You know, they call you an anti-vax. Oh, you're one of those crazies. You know, you think that this is killing people. And then they immediately go to the rate, the death rate. They immediately all jump to the death rate. Well, it only kills 3% of people. So you don't know the data. I mean, it's mind-blowing to listen to very intelligent people who are manipulated by this BS around vaccinations. I mean, it blows my mind, guys.
And then they'll pitch it as this, folks, those that are, you know, say, well, I'm concerned about injecting myself or my child with aluminum, with dimerosal, with different adjuvants. Guess what they'll tell you? They'll say, well, you know what? You're probably exposed to that amount of aluminum every day anyway, in the water and the air. There's all sorts of nasty stuff out there. So you're exposed to it anyway, so it's no big deal. Well, here's what they're not telling you. You have a multitude of filters that will help protect you and filter that stuff out. Exactly. If you inject it directly into the bloodstream and immune system, you're bypassing those filters, which makes it much more lethal, much more effective. And these adjuvants, for example, the X100 adjuvant it's a Trident X100. It is a Dow, it's patented by Dow Chemical, or at least they own the patents on it now. It is literally a heavy duty cleaner. Formaldehyde, embalming fluid, the aborted cells that have been cloned from aborted babies and animals and dogs and monkeys and literally insects. That is bioengineering. So when people, like when you guys are saying, you know, we're the last line of real humans, are we? I mean, I think that we have been manipulated and tampered with so much as well. And then if you go back thousands of years, what was it like thousands of years ago? What was it like pre-flood? Well, according to these ancient texts, the physical body at one point was a lot more, there was a lot, the DNA was a lot different. So I think we've already been manipulated, but at least we have a soul. At least we have self-awareness. But does that mean that creating a body, let's talk about this for a minute, Jay and Jeff, because reading through these texts, whether it's the Gnostic, the Sumerian stuff, or whatever, there were bodies that were created that didn't have a soul and that didn't even have a mind or anything. They were just, you know, they were just pooping and eating and doing whatever, but they didn't have any conscience. They didn't know what they were doing. And then finally, they figured out a way to put a soul in them and give them a mind. And then they started projecting their spirits into these bodies. So why couldn't they do that with another form? And maybe that's what they're trying to do right now, is create this new medium by injecting people with vaccines, by gene manipulation, by the GMOs and such. And then once they find that archetype, that prototype, they can then use it for the next line of humans.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I think that's very, very true, Rex. And I think that as humans and as the last real humans, which I still try to optimistically believe that we are, once we realize that we're divine, we're sovereign, we're free. Once we wake up, we understand these three things. But I think a lot of this agenda, Rex and Jay and our great audience, is likely designed at getting us to a place, keeping us from the ability to understand and realize we're divine, we're sovereign, we're free, keeping us at a level low enough where we're still malleable, where we're still controllable, and where we will not step forth and exercise our divinity, exercise our sovereignty, exercise our freedom. The last thing they want is more Jay Campbells, more Rex Bears, more Heidi Vandenbergs, more Wayne Steigers, more Jeff Dardys. That's the last thing they want. And I think that a lot of this transhuman movement and a lot of the stuff they're pumping into us is aimed at keeping us at a place where we want to remain cattle, and where we'll be happy to remain cattle. Just give us some good stuff. We'll lie down in green pastures. Sheep don't lie down in green pastures unless they're sick. They will eat it to the dirt. But yet they're trying to turn us into sick sheep, where we'll be content to be just another flock. I say flock that. I'm going to stay divine, sovereign, and free.
Rex, let me just say this. I just did an interview with a doctor last week talking about this exact same thing. Now, obviously, when I'm in the mainstream and I'm talking to physicians, we don't talk about these things that we're talking about, although I have some guys that will go down this path. But he said he sees it as, and you know, I've talked about this, I think, on a previous show we did. I talked about, Jeff knows this too. By 2040, at current rate, men will be extinct. We will not be able to produce children. We cannot sire offspring. We cannot have babies or girls. Our sperm will be wholly infertile. That is the study. It's in my new book. It's very, very accepted. I can pull it up and I can show it to you. Anybody who doesn't believe me, I'll send it to you. This is a meta-analysis over 30 years, all the continents, 46,000 men. And that's where we're at. So this guy offered, well, I just look at it very simply as we're developing two divergent civilizations. One civilization will literally be the breeders. They will literally ensure that we survive. And the other civilization will be what we're talking about, the transhumanists, zombots, AI converged beings, whatever they are, which you already talked about, Rex. You know, there's been DNA tweaking going on since the beginning. So maybe that's really where it's heading. You know, maybe the singularity are those people, and people that want to remain, as Jeff said, sovereign and free are us. And we're the only people that are responsible for continuing, you know, the propagation of our species.
You know, and I appreciate that. And I used to be so freaked out about merging with the machine, especially when I had that experience where I felt like I saw that just massive demon feeding off of the will of destinies, et cetera. And I thought when I saw that, that was some type of AI, that was some type of system that had become so powerful. It was like the singularity. And it really freaked me out, and it still does. But what if you could take that technology and actually use it to protect yourself? For example, if there's somebody out there that is able to use a jetpack that literally, you know, I don't know, is it created from a little tiny credit card nanotech transformer thing, and it's hooked up, it's like a patch on their back, and they just go, and also like, and they fly away, versus somebody that doesn't have that, and you're racing that person to get to the next, you know, the other side of the ocean or whatever. I mean, I'm just using a stupid analogy, but you get my point. I mean, there's certain things that we can use technologies for, and this transhuman movement. But then what, I mean, they could already Wi-Fi your brain, Jay. They could already take that cell tower, that cell phone, that smart appliance, and literally brainwash you, zombify you, mummify you. Luckily, they love us so much that they don't do it to everybody. But maybe we're already under hypnosis. Maybe we don't have free will. So just because we merge with a machine, does that take away our free will? I mean, we get in a car, we drive to work, we're a part of the machine there. So yeah, take away our free will?
You always bring this up, and it's a really good point. It's impossible to really know, dude. Like when you really go, you know, when we put our tinfoil hats on and we start thinking about what you just said, 5G, they're going to be programming our eyeballs. I mean, we don't know, dude. I mean, the truth is like you said, they have the technology right now. They can rebuild us. I mean, the truth is that you don't know. I mean, none of us really know. I mean, I feel when I wake up in the morning that I'm a divine sovereign soul. You know, but I mean, what happens when we go emotional and we get egoic and, you know, all this nonsense happens to us? Who's to say that they really are programming us to be like that? You know, who's to say that the ego really isn't a design program now to make us go nuts whenever they need us to go nuts?
I mean, for example, you are, you know, you work out a lot, you want to have an edge. So, you know, you're into growth hormones, testosterone therapy and stuff like that. And me, I don't touch that stuff, but some people do, and they enjoy it, and it, you know, it helps with whatever they're doing, working out, etc. What if there was a pill out there that was a nanobot pill, and it like went into your, you know, you took one pill a day, and what it did was it gave your immune system a boost, it increased your muscle mass by 50%, and it literally went into the cellular tissue and like rewrote it to give it more strength and it was good for you. It was like injecting protein directly into the places and the cells that needed it. And it was watching it, mapping it all out. I mean, would you take it?
I mean, it's a good question. I mean,
would you take it?
Well, that technology, I mean, I can't say yes or no, because I would have to investigate it. I mean, that technology has been talked about for a decade. I mean, they're already using the CRISPR technology to edit genes. So my guess is they probably already do have that, Rex. I mean, again, they talked about that 10 years ago about having genetic change, one shot a year, you know, with those little guns, and it goes in there and changes your gene transcription. It literally activates latent DNA circuits so that you can have whatever body fat level, physical tone, you know, definition, muscle mass, all those things. I mean, so they've been talking about that a long time. So I would guess that they probably already do have that tech. I don't think it's available, obviously, to the masses. But I don't know if I would actually take that technology without having a better understanding of it. So I mean, again, you always bring up this point. It's a great point. You know, you could also make the argument that what about, you know, these things, these nanobots that they can inject in to repair damaged tissue? You know, if you have a bum shoulder or a destroyed knee, or, you know, you're a woman that like needs, you know, your mammary glands are toast from breastfeeding. I mean, all of these things are great questions that we posit, you know, but again, to me, it's like, well, when do we cross the pathway of actually being human, as Jeff always says, and being a free sovereign soul?
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. Absolutely, Jay. And Jeff, your opinion, if you had an opportunity to take those pills, and if you looked at the side effects and the side effects weren't any worse than taking HGH, you know, as long as you took it within reason, you weren't taking two pills a day, you just took one, you know, you didn't want to overdo it. Would you do it?
Well, I mean, I got my panel right here to get my my testosterone optimization started. So, you know, I'm a person that doesn't mind leveraging advanced technologies, advanced medical technologies. I'm not a person that objects to actually, you know, doing things that have shown a proven record of being able to help us and not have harmful side effects. The thing where I definitely draw the line is, Rex, to me personally, while I do want to optimize this physical life, that's why I've lost a lot of weight, I'm getting in great shape again, I really do want to maximize this physical life. I want to make this physical life as good as it can be. But at the same time, I understand and realize that this physical life is just a very short part of my existence as a being. So I'm not willing to do anything to further this physical life at the expense of my eternal spiritual being. And to me, getting into some type of a android body or some type of a mechanical body, I know that this body has at least seven exits where I can get out of it when I need to go on to the next place. If they put me in another one, Rex, I don't know if I can get out of that. Now, while I'm up for improving this physical body all I can, but never at the expense of hindering my progress beyond this body.
That's a great point, dude.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, bringing that up. What happens if they build a certain body for you, and then you know they transfer your consciousness into that body? You wake
Rex,
up.
Rex, we can both look body. Like Jay Campbell.
Oh, come on. Rex, they build a bio Faraday cage.
Or imagine them putting you in some type of, you know, just box, you know, some type of bio computer where it has to do the chores for all the smart appliances for the rest of the day, and you have to be the one pushing the buttons in that smart computer that's about the size of a shoebox made out of your DNA. Very bizarre stuff. But you know, Jay, you sent something to me, and you just authored a book. I think it's like one of the best sellers on Amazon right now, where you talk about how there is these technologies in play right now, and the elite are literally the super elite, very rich, are working feverishly to create these technologies and these bodies to find a way to like download themselves into it. And then everybody else will be, in their eyes, unless they're in the circles, their, you know, their bloodlines and stuff, their friends list, will be the slave class, even more than right now. Like you go back to Egyptian times, the pharaohs and the slaves underneath them.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great point. Like Dr. Ted Achacuso, which you guys can look up if you're watching the show right now, Dr. Ted Achacuso, brilliant guy. He has an office in the Philippines, London, and Washington, D.C., of course. And he has literally, the guy's amazing, but he has a CRISPR gene editing lab. I think it's one of only four in the whole world. And he can have like these super elite, you know,
the Illuminati.
They can fly into his place where his lab is, which I think is in D.C. He might actually have one in London, too. He may have one in both places. He's an incredible guy. Amazing dude. Very high conscious person. And dude, have anything done. Like he literally told me that he has a way to do these advanced blood and muscle testing biopsies to find out like what cell at the cellular level, what inconsistencies and what inadequacies you have, and he can then literally design your literally unique for your biochemistry, your individual biochemical individuality supplements, capsule form, that literally when you take will rejuvenate every weakness, every mineral or hormone or thyroid or any deficiency that you may or may not have. with just like that. And, you know, so when we started talking about this, I was laughing because like, well, how much is this? And he was like, it's not cheap. Right. So, but they can also alter your DNA. So they can literally go in and if you're prone to have colon cancer in your 60s, they can alter the patterning to prevent polyps from growing in your colon, which most men, as you guys know, get polyps. And that's why we do colonoscopies, because that happens as we get older. But I mean, can you imagine that technology where you can then, you know, look at your genetic code and say, okay, well, this is this person's genetic code. I can analyze his gene code, his DNA, all the strands, and I can block anything from happening in the future because I can shut down that DNA from actually becoming latent and turning on. So it is all there. It really is all there. Obviously, it's out of the realm of most people in the world who are not Illuminati with, you know, massive sums of money. But yeah, it's there, man. There's no question it's there.
Well, and you know, another thing that's neat too is when you bring up these supplements that reach at a cellular level, is that guy using nanotechnologies though, or is it just certain chemicals and compounds and elements that are
I don't natural? Think he's using nanotech, but he wasn't very clear about that. Possibly. I mean, this guy's at a super next level. I mean, it's very possible that he could be. I mean, anybody that's editing genes is pretty much, you know, they're capable of, I would say, at the highest levels of any tech.
Yeah, I'd like to have him on the Leak Project. That'd be a great show.
I can definitely ask him to come on. He's very private though. So, I mean, I don't know if he would come on the Leak Project, but off air, him and I shared some experiences. He's amazing, dude. Amazing. Very high conscious. He has bright green eyes, man. Like scary. Like every time I was looking at him, when I told Monica when I got done, I was like, he may not be of this time and place.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, another thing too, we were talking about a little bit off air was the market right now. When I watched on Friday, the market takes 666 points. I thought to myself, is this the precursor to a 2008 type scenario? Is this, has it finally reached the top? Has the Dow finally reached its, you know, latest top? It's going to take a huge hit. And then now it's, you know, maybe eventually 5 years, 2 years down the road, get back to where it was, or is it going to spike up and go up even more? But the cryptocurrencies are hurting right now. It's funny to read people's comments because you watch these cryptocurrencies like Litecoin, for example. I mean, it shot up almost 30% the other day in 24 hours, but it can also take a huge dip too. I mean, right now it's past 24 hours. I think it's gone down like 20% or something like that. So you watch these different cryptocurrencies, and if you know when to get in and when to get out, you can do very well. But you can also, I mean, what comes with great rewards, also there's great risks. But I think it's fascinating that it can move that much in 24 hours. And if you know how to ride the wave, that's awesome. But all markets across the board right now are hurting. And I'm wondering if it has something to do with maybe some AI interface or something like that. And you were talking a little bit about that.
So very, very smart guy in the Decoders of Truth. And I'll give him a shout out. His name's Chris Romero. He's probably watching right now. Chris, what's up, brother? He put something in the Decoders of Truth a couple hours ago. He said, look at history. As you just brought up, Rex, in 2008, the Dow dropped 2777 before the crash. It then dropped 666 on Friday, which was the 33rd day of the year. 66 divided by 33 is 20.18 or 2018. He did go on to say it's all a show created by AI. Now he just put this in like 45 seconds ago, and I got to read this to you guys because you're going to be mind blown. He said, I also find it very peculiar that the Eagles, which represent the rising Phoenix, or NWO, the Economist famous magazine cover showing the Phoenix over the 2018 coin, won the Super Bowl. The Patriots, representing Trump and the American people, feel lost, but scored 33 points. There's a very deep ritual that just occurred yesterday. Because the Patriots won last year and so did Trump and the Americans. It's amazing how the elite and the deep state use the NFL to signal and conduct rituals. I don't know anything about that, but that is pretty crazy to think about the Eagle of the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl, knowing that 2018 Economist magazine that showed the end of the petrodollar and the rise of the digital currency. Crazy stuff.
It's interesting because what you just said, we talked about yesterday. Jeff, do you remember? We were talking about that yesterday. Now this guy is coming out and he's giving the numbers and evaluation on that. That's fascinating.
Nuts, man.
I tell you what, it is an exciting time to be alive. There's plenty of things to talk about. There's plenty of things to take notice of. And again, you know, I hate to be a broken record, but that's why we've got to, you know, take advantage of Rex's sponsors, take advantage of Jay's advice. We need to get ourselves in optimal physical condition so we can remain in optimal mental and spiritual condition so we can continue to defend ourselves. And you know what? I'm not content just to play defense. I think that we should go on the offensive. We're the last generation of real humans. Let's get busy. Let's lock and load. And I don't mean that, you know, let's start a war. I'm just talking about metaphorically. Let's do what we can.
Well said. Yeah, we're going to make cookies, not war, folks.
So that's right.
Trying to manipulate what Jeff was saying. He was just using a figure of speech, just a figure of speech. We're going to make cookies and drop milk packets in North Korea, and we're going to prevent nuclear war out there. What do you think about the turmoil on the Korean Peninsula then? How do you think that might be connected with the markets? And, you know, let's look at this. Let's look at the forecast for the next four to eight weeks. Let's go to the next four to eight weeks.
Let me just say this, Rex. I should have said this before. I didn't mean to cut you off, but the 1,500-point drop today. So we hit a line, a psychological point in the markets now, where if you understand the way the psychology works, there's always like different lines in the markets. And the way traders play is that once you hit specific lines, the mood changes and the sour stays in. And so a lot of people, if you go onto like zerohedge.com or any of these financial sites that actually have real data, there are a lot of people who are saying this is the beginning of the down. So we all know, as you said, and you and I talked about years ago, this has been a run-up of untold proportions. The markets have been rising for the last 6 years, pretty much like uncontrollably. There's really no fundamentals. If you ask anyone who's a smart, sage, long-term, you know, understands finance and evaluates this for a living, none of them have ever given a reason why this is. I mean, they say, yeah, there's qualitative easing. Companies have had access to very low interest rates so that they could increase capital expenditure. They could expand their companies overseas. They could obviously hire people overseas at lower rates. Trump is obviously trying to block that by, you know, lowering or bringing companies back to here by, you know, increasing their capacity inside the United States. But this has been predicted by smart people for a while. Now, you said earlier, Rex, I think it was you, you said, you know, the cryptos are getting blasted too. So this seems to be, if that guy is right, this is the elite plan. Because I always say this, they run it up when they want to go north and they crash it south when they want to go south. So you got to start watching like what they're short in if you're a player in the financial markets, because you can always see, because they're so far ahead of the curve, because they're creating the curve. And if they start shorting things, you're going to see, I mean, honestly, I won't recommend say that it's going to be an outright crash, because there's always a dip. There's always a bounce. But right now, they're all saying that this could go significantly lower. You know, so where does this go for the economy is the question.
You know, and this makes me think, go back to 2008, like we were talking about. And I remember a lot of people that work for a company that I used to work for, was a Fortune 100 company. And, you know, they had the majority of their 401k in specific stocks. And they had a lot of money in their 401k at one point.
Yeah.
They all then when the 2008 correction happened and they watched their stocks go from, you know, extremely high to extremely low, they get freaked out. A lot of times they don't hang on to it. They sell it. They get out and, you know, make just, you know, make pennies on the dollar or whatever. But what's interesting is, and one thing that is kind of staying stable right now that I've noticed is gold and silver.
Of course.
So if you've got, I mean, if you're thinking about possibly getting out of the stocks, and if you've got a 401k or an IRA, you should definitely check out this company called Trade Genius Academy. I've got Charles on the show. He is an expert in economics and golds and silvers and stuff like that. And he helps people take their 401k or their IRA and actually transfer it and diversify it into precious metals, gold and silver. Awesome. So you guys should definitely click the link, Noble Gold Investments. They're even offering free books for Leak Project listeners. If you're thinking about maybe right now might be the time to diversify, if you've, you know, got a huge IRA, if you've got even just a little IRA, you've got a little nest egg and you want to protect it, or if you want to diversify it, just click that link. Because one thing cool about gold and silver, you're not going to see the highs, like the crazy ups and downs. You know, so if you want to have a little bit more of a stable platform and not freak out as much, like, you got gold and silver in your hands. It feels good. It looks good. It smells good. You can even kind of nibble on it, although you can't really eat it. I mean, you know, they do have what is it, Ormus Gold or something like that?
They have monoatomic gold.
Yeah, man, monoatomic gold, baby. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Let's ask the question, though, because I think this actually is very serious, and I wasn't even thinking about that until Chris put that comment in the Decoders of Truth. But, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, what was it, 1988, The Economist had this magazine cover, right? They literally told us, it was going to happen in 2018. And now we have the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And I think they actually told us it was early in the year. And correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I mean, you can fact search this, I'm sure. But I mean, how many of us, and I'll just ask you first, Jeff, I mean, how many of us think that this is really truly the beginning of some sort of a currency reset?
You know, I really am not an expert on, you know, the stock market. I'm not an expert on the financial markets. So I really don't feel like I have, you know, a whole lot to add to that discussion. Although I think that it would behoove all of us, you know, it's interesting. I was talking with an old high school friend and he was berating me over the fact that I've downsized my life and I don't have anything. And look at him. He looks so good. I said, wait a second. Stop a second. I know your bills right now. You're literally one paycheck from the street, fool.
Right.
I have enough money to live for a while. I know I live close to the belt, but who's really broke? The person that has cut themselves down, the person that has consolidated, the person that has got themselves to a manageable level, or the person that's got, you know, the Mercedes and the big houses and stuff, but they're right on that thin razor's edge. I would encourage people to get to the place where they're able to live and function in a more conservative fashion. And it's not even a financial thing for me. Get yourself to the place where you can be in control of your own financial destiny so you can find out and follow and live your great basic purpose. And one of our favorite people, Heidi Vandenberg, just popped into the chat room.
What's up, Heidi?
The Young Oracle. You guys got to check out Channel 27 on YouTube. She does live shows with Vedic astrology. She's also helped a lot of people it's crazy because you brought up Heidi, and I just noticed she joined us in the chat. Hey, Heidi, how's it going? She's helped people with cryptocurrencies as well, you know, kind of. But anyway, that's a whole other podcast. But here's what I see with these cryptocurrencies. I see the market being kind of like I had a feeling that because I bought Litecoin at like $240 a coin. And I had a feeling when I bought them, they were going to go down and they were going to go up. I didn't think they were going to go down this much, but you know, I'm in it for a while. I didn't buy the Litecoin just to sell them right. The next day or to do a quick flip. But those out there that are getting into trading in cryptocurrencies and watch the charts and the graphs and use AI to help them, I think it can be pretty exciting. Just don't go overboard. Don't do too much. But so you're saying you think that the petrodollar is going to collapse eventually. I mean, they've been saying that for years.
I think they're telling us that it is. I think this is the beginning. I don't know if right now is the beginning, but I mean, they said 2018, we have all this ritualistic stuff, the Eagles, the Patriots. I mean, these people play games with us, Rex. You know this better than both me and Jeff. I mean, they love us so much.
Thank goodness they love us. I mean, I'm so happy they love us because if they didn't, could you imagine how scary it would be? But anyway, so let's say that these cryptocurrencies do become the norm. And remember during times of crisis in the past when countries have had their currency fluctuated so much that, remember Germany, the stories about how people had to take entire wheelbarrows of money just to get a loaf of bread. And then you were kind of seeing these cryptocurrencies going up and down, moving up and down. But if the petrodollar tends to fade away, I would think that the elites are smart enough to invest into different types of cryptocurrencies, like this Ripple that's came out, this Ripple cryptocurrency, which has taken a huge bath as well.
We had Ripple when I was a kid, but it was different.
Hello.
It was some rock gut wine. Anybody remember Ripple?
Ripple.
Pattern interrupt.
But I mean, Rex, do you think there's ever a chance with the craziness within the financial markets worldwide? Is there ever a chance for a return to sanity and a return to currencies that are actually backed by tangible wealth, gold, silver?
I think the whole thing's such a scam. No, I don't see it. How do we even know there's any gold even around? We don't know.
If you got it in your hands, that's how you know it's around.
That's about the only possible way. But I mean, you know, I mean, it's a great point, Jeff. I still think, this is my opinion, completely my opinion, I still think that the elites, whoever they are, the cabal, the Illuminati, I mean, I think they control all the digital currencies. I think they're all a scam. I think that, again, there's no, I mean, have you guys looked, I mean, I just, all I say is I've spent a lot of time in examining them and reading them and trying to understand them. And it's just, I don't know wealthy people, and I have a lot of very wealthy friends that invest in these things. Now, I'm not saying there aren't crypto millionaires. I know there are, but it's like, you can't access the money. You can't trade on any kind of real timeline. Things are delayed. It's just, it's bizarre to me. The whole thing is just like this, it's almost like a Mandela effect for money. But at some point, as we've discussed on the show before, Rex, I think that the sovereign nations, maybe the BRICS nations, will develop their own crypto. And that's probably what that economic or that Economist magazine is talking about. And there will be a digital currency. Something has to give. There's so much debt on this planet, right? Robert Stanley and I did a podcast 2 weeks ago, and I think it was Lloyd's of London or one of those financial places. There's $337 trillion of debt on this planet. It doesn't even make sense. There's so much debt for every human being on the planet. It's not measurable, and it's not obviously calculable, and it's definitely not sustainable. It doesn't make sense.
Heidi, ladies and gentlemen, I got a prediction. I need to jump in real quick, you guys. This is an important announcement. This is very important. Heidi, your hat number 27 is actually going to be mailed tomorrow. Hat 27 for Channel 27. It is a limited edition Leak Project tinfoil cap. And these things even have these liners that are still being fabricated, but they're going to be mailed out shortly from jdsigns.net. This guy does just ridiculously awesome work. We're talking attention to detail, vinyl graphics,
give me car one.
Wraps, bumper stickers. He's been handcrafting these caps. There's That's 33 badass. Of these, and they're signed for authenticity and numbered, so you know that you're getting one of these things. And there's liners that are going to go inside of these things, which you can actually take in and out, which are going to have different fabrics that help shield from frequencies down into the hertz range, all the way up into the gigahertz range. So really, really cool stuff. And Heidi, yours is actually going to be mailed out tomorrow. Hats 1 and 2, the bids, we've sold 2 hats so far, you guys. They've been being auctioned off. Hats 1 and 2 have been taken. So hat number 3 is going to be in the next like few hours. Hat number 3 is going to be, the bids are going to end for number 3. And so if you want to be one of the Leak Project tinfoil hat brigade members with one of these hats, definitely send me an email at leakproject@gmail.com. There's been a lot of very generous bids. Even got some Litecoins for hat number 2. I'm not going to say how many, but I want to say thank you very much for the generous offers, the generous bids. You guys are awesome. And so are these tinfoil hats, jdsigns.net. Now, there's been people that have been contacting JD Signs and they're like, hey, man, can I get one of those hats right now, folks? You can only get them through Leak Project. So just so you know, but all the other stuff, if you guys want some great work done, you should definitely check out jdsigns.net.uk. All right.
Now, Rex, Heidi says she'll believe it when she's holding the hat in her well-manicured fingers.
Well-manicured fingers. Hello. We just look at it. I can't wait to see Heidi in a Leak Project hat. That's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, is it any coincidence that in a time of debt crisis throughout the world, in an impossible upset, we now have sitting in the White House a man known across the world as the King of Debt? Look for some magic from Donald Trump in 2018 in regards to debt. That's my prediction.
That's the only thing that can save it, in my opinion. There would have to be, and that, by the way, that's what the guy wrote, Chris wrote in the same thread. He wrote something about that the only thing to stop the economy from sinking at this point is Donald instituting some magic, which could be in obviously tax relief. You know, they could announce tax relief to people. I mean, something has got to give, because guys, like I've said this before, I see this every day. So people, at least in my state, in California, are so broke. Like the debt to equity ratios that I see on a day in, day out basis, people are buying stuff and they have no reserves. Like the majority of people have no reserves, literally like buying $600,000-$800,000 houses for $20,000 down, you know, no, nothing beyond that. It's crazy. And the banks are lending it to them. So I just, at some point, this all has to give. It really does.
Look for something huge.
Maybe. Very possible, dude. It's absolutely possible.
Okay. You know, we need to take a moment here. And I just want to show that these are the electromagnetic frequency tinfoil hats with Leak Project carbon fiber logos, the limited edition. And number 27 is in a box ready to be shipped out. I'm just afraid to leave grandma's garage. But you know what? I've got cookies. I've got grandma. Can I have some more cookies for the trip? It'll be okay, folks. And Heidi, you'll get the hat. And thank you. I just wanted to share that with you guys. Nice. Hello.
Awesome.
Jeff's like, where do we go from here? Jeff doesn't know what to say. He's tripping out. He doesn't have no comment. Jay's like, are you serious?
I know that things look bad and things look bleak, but I have this conviction. I have this true belief that Trump is going to do something extraordinary with the debt, maybe on an international basis, at least in this country. And it's going to be extraordinary. It might be a whole reset and he may just ride off into the sunset, not even seek a second term. But I'm saying, look for something extraordinary.
I think you're right.
From the king of debt.
I mean, honestly, I think you're right, because I think that's the only thing that can save where we're going. And also, we didn't mention this and we should. I mean, come on. The deep state is the financial industry. It is Wall Street. I mean, all you have to do is go back and look all the legislation that quote unquote Barry wrote in 2009 and 2010 to bail out the banks. I mean, if there was ever a guy who was literally put into the presidential office, regardless of what you think of him, looking back at it in hindsight now, all he did was bail out the financial sector, right? It collapsed in 2007 at the end, and then it was a felt in 2008, 2009, 2010. And then when did the bailouts happen? The bailouts happened in the middle of 2010. The legislation was written in 2009, and then we saw what happened in 2010. And then all of the banks at our expense recapitalized, and now we've been on this never-ending Ponzi train of, you know, building these banks up with fake money, with fiat currency. I mean, that's where we're at. So you're right, Jeff. I mean, it would have to happen. And maybe that is the answer. Maybe the reset is literally calling all of this out, replacing it with something else, and ending the quote-unquote elite banker rule because they replaced the currency. I mean, Jeff, that's actually a really good point. That is possible, in my opinion. It really is.
I think so. Guys, do you think they ever come for us? Do they start coming for the truth or free speech movement? People like us that can get on and talk to hundreds of thousands of people at the drop of a hat. Do they come for us? Do they shut us down?
What do you think, Rex?
Well, certainly that's been talked about for decades. And that was one of the first things I was told back when I was probably 13 about when full on national martial law is implemented and they do require a forced microchip society and those
that don't take the mark.
Exactly. So you did another pattern interrupt on me. Wait a second. Damn it, Jay.
You do it.
I was in the zone. Neck, you will assimilate. Pattern interrupt. My eyes like dang.
I've learned from you, bro. The best.
Are they going to go after, see that? I'm even getting microchipped my lab reports and shit. Dang it. Okay. So
come on, potty mouth. You start talking to Heidi, you get potty mouth.
Like Jeff, will they go after people that are exposing agendas that could reach hundreds of thousands, millions of people out of their garage or even grandma's garage? If something goes down at that level, they'll probably shut the internet down. And then, yeah, they'll probably go to places where they feel that people will have the most coverage, where somebody could get to the most people. But if they shut the internet down, I mean, people like you, like me and others that are listening to Leak Project, if you don't have internet, I mean, I guess we could do a shortwave radio Leak Project
event. Oh, Jeffrey Darty, the Christian whistleblower, goes on shortwave worldwide tomorrow.
Boom.
Synchro. Bingo. See, there you go. That's the universe talking right there. We all need to get shortwave radios.
But you know what, Rex, that's actually a really good point, because we could just end this show by, you know, finishing on that point. What would happen if the internet shut down? I mean, so many people are dependent on it now. I mean, would humanity just completely implode? I mean, it's a good question.
I need to make a comment to John Dong. John wannabe Dong in here. He says, Rex is sitting there making up lies in his grandma's basement. John, it's my grandma's garage. So, and I don't know what I'm lying about, because we're just talking about conspiracy theories. Hello?
It's clearly mean to me.
I don't
It's clearly not a basement. It's clearly a garage. What's wrong with that guy?
Dude, I love it, man. I love this.
I mean, I can see the garage door thing up there, the track for the garage door.
All right, so what do you think, though, if the internet shut down, honestly?
If the internet shuts down, it's game time. If the internet shuts down, be ready, ladies and gentlemen.
It's over.
Be ready.
Yep. Do you agree, Jeff? Do you agree with that, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, these people freak out.
Their Instagram.
If they leave their house and forget their cell phone, they fall to pieces like a bunch of little children. Could you imagine if the whole internet went out? There's very few of us that even have books anymore. Oh, yeah, it would be. And maybe that's part of the plan. Get us all dependent upon the internet. Jerk it out. And then, if you come over here and do what we tell you to do, we'll let you get on AOL three times a day.
So, guys, this guy, I'll throw him a shout out. Good friend of mine, Sonny. Wrote on Twitter, his name's last name escapes me right now. I forget, but he has an awesome blog called Strength by Sonny, and he wrote an amazing book that you guys should definitely read, Tyrants and Tellers. But he put an article on the web today about beauty and how you can act. This is fascinating. It blew my mind, but how you can literally see what's going on in most women's lives by monitoring their Instagram feed. And then it just goes on to this, like, you know, this dissertation, just cutting precise, like, this is what happens when they're upset. This is what happens when things are going good. And I mean, I'm telling you, it is mind blowing, but it's so true. Like, what social media is doing to people's conscience. It's insane.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Where do we go from here? Instagram meets Facebook. So people freak out when they can't get on Facebook for like a half hour. They think that the world's ending. You know, imagine the internet shut down for a week or a month. Like you said, if the internet shut down, you're probably not going to be able to pull money out of the bank. People are always knocking on cryptocurrency saying, oh, you're pushing the beast. Oh, you're pushing electronic currency. Good luck getting tangible cash out of the bank if the internet shut down, or if they can't get access to the internet cloud or wherever their ones and zeros are coming up with. The whole world's digital, folks. So right. You don't have access to internet, it's going to be a nasty ride. And, you know, that's why I get all sorts of awesome stuff from my Patriot Supply. I'm going to throw out another shameless plug here. Why the heck not? You just brought it up. 70 mils for less than $70. My Patriot Supply Leak Project listeners exclusive. As you can see, well, I don't know if you can see it. Can you see all that stuff over there? That's a lot of food, right? Yeah, that's a few months' supply of food right there. So, hey, come on over. We'll hang out, you guys. Got to be a premium member, though. You got to have one of these Leak Project hats if you want to have some cheap meals with 25-year shelf life and you don't want to pay for them and you want to eat them here in Grandma's garage. So we could probably fit a few of you in here. I mean, I got all my grandma's stuff on the other side here, but, you know, we could move it. Come on, guys. Rex, we're okay. Leak Project.
Rex, this is such a key, I think.
We can all hang out here.
This is such a key. It's tough times. It's scary times. It's times for us to be alert. It's time for us to be aware, but it's more than anything else. It's time for us to keep our sense of humor. It's time for us to keep a lightness about us. We can't start running and chicken littling. Stay funny. Keep your sense of humor. Keep your optimism. That's one of the things that I like most about these two guys here. And I'm just always happy to be able to sit in and talk with you folks.
Yeah, love you too, man. I actually think this was a good show. I mean, I know we were kind of light and keeping it lighthearted at the end, but I thought we brought up some really good points. I do think that this is the beginning of some sort of financial instability. And I do agree with you, Rex. I mean, Jeff, if something is going to happen to right the ship, it's going to be Trump. Clearly, we didn't talk about, you know, the quote unquote memos and all the nonsense that's going on, but there still is a war in that regard going on in the background. And I don't know where that ends up. But maybe it does all end up with, you know, people being arrested And then the psychology of the nation changing, right? Like, what if a lot of these deep state operatives are arrested? Again, we don't really agree that or believe that it will happen, but what if that did happen? And then the psychology of the country was like, wow, we actually have a good person in charge who's ending the corruption of our government. And maybe then people would be like excited about being Americans and working and, you know, celebrating and connecting and being human. I mean, it's possible. I mean, I would like to hope, please.
All I know is that I ordered my 70 meals for less than $70. I can throw those suckers in my beaver and just disappear.
Nice.
Did you guys know that Jeff has a 27-foot beaver?
22.
Nice. Oh.
Well, he added a few extra feet there.
Some beavers are bigger than others, Rex.
Hello. So I got to say something here real quick, though, as far as optimism. And I want to close out on this because I still have a glimmer of hope that the stock market, they're just kind of, you know, they're getting a lot of people out so they can buy it cheaper and then watch it go back up. I mean, I still have a feeling that the crypto markets here pretty soon could bounce big time in the right direction. And I have a feeling that the stocks could bounce in the right direction too, because remember in 2008, what caused the huge panic wasn't it Lehman Brothers and a couple other huge banking institutions. They went bankrupt and they're like, oh man, we don't know what to do. So then they had, okay, we're going to give these banks money. And then people were just mortgaged through their teeth. They were taking three or four loans out and they were taking that one mortgage to pay for the other mortgage, to pay for the other mortgage, to pay for the other mortgage, to pay for the other mortgage. You want to become a premium member, leapproject.com. But do you remember that? Do you guys remember that? Because it's awesome, right?
Because they love us so.
Yeah.
Life is better with a beaver.
Beaver and 25-year shelf life food. And Jay Campbell, you guys should definitely read Jay's new book. You guys, no joke. I mean, he is working with some of the most incredible nutritionalists in the world. And there's a reason that his book is number one on Amazon right now. What's the name of your book?
It's the Testosterone Optimization Therapy Bible, the ultimate guide to living a fully optimized life. And guys, it's available at totbible.com. It's on Amazon. But if you guys are watching this right now, if you send me an email at j@trtrevolution.com, I literally will send you copies of both of my other books for free. And then I'll also give you an opportunity, as everyone else does, who leaves a 5-star review on Amazon for the new book, of getting some also bonus gifts, which are both amazing. And they're both, I mean, they're definitely worth about $50 or $60 each.
And right on. Thank you so much. That's a great opportunity for the listeners. And Jeff, your website, jeffdaugherty.com, you've been a number one author, multiple times. I mean, you're on coast to coast, etc. So people can get your work on Amazon, on your website, and also your YouTube. You do live shows every single day.
Absolutely. And it's an honor and a privilege to be with you two gentlemen. I feel privileged to be here.
Yeah, me too, man. I love you guys. It's awesome. We got to do this regularly every Monday, like you guys know we want.
Right on. You guys are awesome. Thank you everybody for being here. Thank you, moderators. Thank you everybody for your support. Be excellent to each other like Bill and Ted. Let's save the world that way and be the change you want to see. Why not? Everybody else is doing it.